Now we're here to enter a different state of consciousness. And one important characteristic of the new state of consciousness you're not waiting for the future to be better than the present. You're not waiting for anything to happen. Our normal state of consciousness, mankind's normal state of consciousness, is a state of non-presence, a state of absence. They're not really here. Your attention is never fully in the now, so the fullness of life escapes you. And there's a seeking for the fullness of life through future, where it can never be found because it doesn't exist. The future comes as the now. When it comes, it's the now. Now it's so normal to live in such a way that most people never even question it. That's how it is. And that's why life gets so frustrating for many people, and it becomes a burden. They are seeking for something where it cannot be found. They are seeking for the fullness of life, a sense of knowing, or a sense of being fully yourself in the future, through something that's going to happen in the future. The fullness of being. One day I'll get there. That's the mindset. And this is the revolutionary teaching that you're not going to get there. You can only be there at this moment. And to feel the power that is inherent in the now as the power of your own being. Your own being is the totality of your being. The physical is part of that, but it goes deeper. But the physical is an important part of it. It's not separate from being. The physical is a temporary expression of who you are, but it's not separate from that. So throughout the day today, as we go more deeply into being, I will be reminding you that it is your entire energy field, your entire physical energy field is part of this state of consciousness of experience, or of living the fullness of life now with every cell of your body. And as you sit there, not just listen with your ears, It's almost as if you are listening with every cell of the body to feel the aliveness, the very life that is in every cell, in every organ, the life itself. So to dwell in your own energy field, to be that, so that you're not just listening with a monitor in your head, because then you would quickly get very bored if you were only here with your mind and trying to figure out what I'm talking about. Boredom would set in very quickly. If you cannot go deeper than level of mind, then you will soon wish that you hadn't come here. And whenever you lose the connectedness with the body, you will, when you're back in mind, there will be moments when you drift off into some fantasy dreamland of future, what's going to happen tonight or tomorrow, what am I going to watch on TV tonight, and 10 minutes later you wake up and suddenly you're back here. That's normal. Now, when I say listen with the entire body, it's a strange way of putting it, but I do not mean just listening to the words. In a way, the words have second place here. They may be useful pointers or signposts, but the main teaching is through the state of consciousness itself, that is the state of, I call it stillness sometimes, and an energy field arises in this room that is an expression of the new state of consciousness. It's a powerful energy field, but it doesn't make any noise, it's still, it's silent. And to be open with your entire being to the energy field, which in the East they sometimes call it the Buddha field, that is the main reason why we are here. So to be receptive to that with your entire being. And there's nothing then that you need to figure out with your mind. Your mind isn't really needed here. Or it's only peripheral. There was a woman last night after the talk came to me, and she didn't speak any English. She spoke only French. And she said to me, my French isn't very good. I can understand a bit. I can't speak it very well. But when she said to me, I didn't understand a word of what you said, but I understood you. I understood with the heart, she said, not with the mind. My heart understood. So she was open, what she meant, she was open to the energy field. I call it the energy field of presence. It's very subtle. The mind can't grasp it or figure it out. You're very alert. It needs to be an alertness to be open to that, an alert presence. And boredom in that state is completely impossible, it's inconceivable. Boredom is a mental state, a state when you are in the mind, you are disconnected from the aliveness, the fullness and the depth of aliveness of your being, and you're trapped in the mind, and the mind isn't getting enough food or stimulus, and then boredom sets in, because the mind needs continuous food or stimulus. What's the next thing I can gobble up that I can get my teeth into? What's next? The constant restlessness when you're stuck in the head. And all the media is to satisfy that restlessness, to give you food for the mind, mostly totally trivial. And so there's the continuous chatter that you get when you switch on things. And they talk in an excited voice, switch on the radio and these. If you didn't know any English, or whatever language they happen to be speaking in, if you didn't know the language and you just listened to the sound, it would sound as if they were saying something incredibly important. But if you can actually understand what they're saying, it's completely meaningless. So boredom is a state, is a sign that you're identified with mind. And the state of consciousness that we are entering is a state in which boredom just cannot arise. When you are so deeply connected with being, there's such aliveness there. And in that aliveness, there's the joy of the simple fact of beingness, a subtle but very powerful sense of joy that depends on nothing outside. And boredom is impossible there. And then your external experience just becomes an expression or a reflection of the joy of life, so it becomes pleasant. But you don't seek fulfillment through it, and that's why it becomes so pleasant. The seeking of fulfillment through some experience or other is no longer necessary. The seeking for fulfillment through some future event, this, that, is no longer needed, and that's amazing. That means you can already be who you are fully at this moment.